mechanism had to be mounted on the door. And so this is part of the versatility of it. So when we're sitting in the trailer at the dinette, you've got, you know, this table sitting in there. You can feed two, or you could feed four on this table. But if you open the door, you can actually lower the table down onto another mount. I was really trying to make it so it could be slid up and down for both options, but it's the difference in the floor height and everything was too great to allow me to do that, and still have the table pretty stable.
Right.
So the other mount is lower down. So literally, you could sit in deck chairs, or you know, legomatics or whatever, out back of the trailer, and have the table lowered down relative to the ground as opposed to relative to the floor inside the trailer.
Yeah, that's neat.
So that's another option. And then around the side of the trailer, I haven't put it on yet, but because I'm putting I think I've talked about this before, I've got this awning for my ambassador that's a rope and pole awning with zip-in walls and all this sort of stuff to make it basically double the size of the, more than double the size of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the same thing with the Mobile Glide. And that way I could have a table mounted next to the body of the trailer inside underneath the awning, be it whether it's got the walls zipped in or not. So I'm going, well, this could be pretty darn cool that this one table can be in, that's three different options functioning as a table, all with the same table and the same leg. All you need is different base plates to slide it down on. And then, of course, I've had to have the other concept is another mount that's quite high on the door. Actually, it's just below the window. So when we open the bed up, you have to have some place to put this table. So you slide it off the mount that turns a dinette into a dinette, and you put it back so it's actually a table that's, you know, 4 feet above the dinette cushion or bed surface. So you're literally sleeping underneath the table now. But because the table has no post,
right,
it's just kind of like a lower ceiling on one part of the bed.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's really got, it's really versatile.
Right. And one of the things I liked about the idea is that if you were going to move it, or, you know, you don't have to take everything off of it. You can just swivel it out of the way and get up and swivel it back. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but on the bottom of the table mounting plate, there's a groove that accepts the leg. So if you separate the top arm from the vertical arm and you want to store it, that vertical arm slides onto that base and locks down and puts everything into one unit that can be stowed.
That I didn't notice, but I will check that tomorrow. But that's brilliant, because that just opens up another possibility for storage and moving it along.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and the other cool thing about it is, you know, yes, it's aluminum. It's a beautifully extruded piece. It's, you know, really, really well engineered. But, you know, here I am in a 40s-era trailer, and I'm outfitting it with a lot of period stuff. I mean, I've got a modern fridge in there, but then I'm going to put a vintage door on, which I also have. And this leg, because it's sort of mounted over on the wall, you don't see it at all. You know, like, I'm sure people are going to be asking, like, how is that table sitting there? You know,
right.
It looks like it's just kind of hovering there. But if you look closely, yeah, you can see a leg way underneath. So it's not going to detract from the vintage feel of the interior at all.
Nice.
So I'm really pleased. It's neat. And they've got these like lever locking handles, basically. What's cool about them, normally you'd look at it and you say, oh, that's just a bolt and a nut, and they put a lever on the end of the nut that you rotate. But this one, it's got a little button in the middle, so you can change the orientation of when you're tightening it up. So, you know, if it's not quite tight enough, you can, and you've only got X amount of throw, you can back up the handle and give it another twist.
Yeah, I was playing with that. You push the button in and it frees the handle up to rotate it up.